You're listening to SBS News.
After Australia ended its combat mission in Afghanistan, some of the locally engaged employees were left behind in fear. Now more than 1,000 of them and their families are finally being brought to safety in Australia. But there are still some waiting for protection. The ongoing war in Afghanistan has affected Australian military personnel and the locals who have helped them at the front line. 34-year-old Ahmad Shah Shahi worked for the Australian Defence Force in Afghanistan for 6 years in a job considered to be one of the riskiest. He was an interpreter and cultural advisor.
So before in Afghanistan, there were at least 2 suicide attacks for a week. It means I have been faced more than 100 attacks, like suicide bombers, ambushes, and even IEDs.
In 2001, Australian Defence Forces joined the US-led so-called War Against Terrorism in Afghanistan. It became Australia's longest ever war. While fighting in Afghanistan, Australian forces had to rely on locally engaged employees. These interpreters were wearing Australian uniforms and helping them at all different levels. Retired Army Captain Jason Scan says the role of interpreters was very complicated.
Those interpreters, we call them mission essential personnel. They put themselves at great risk and danger, them and their families, to assist us in Afghanistan. The role of interpreting is very complex. It's about building relationships, gauging the atmospherics, reading body language, listening to background chatter, and it's not just as simple as interpreting the spoken word.
In December 2013, Australia ended its combat mission and withdrew its forces from Afghanistan. The decision put many local engaged employees at considerable risk. Mr. Shahi knew the work with Australian forces would put his life and his family members' lives at great risk. He says the Australians' withdrawal had a negative impact not only on him, but on Afghans in general.
I was a little bit confused and disappointed because it's not only me, but the whole people, I mean Afghan populations, because they were thinking about it, because they were not sure for their future life.
Since then, Mr. Shahi and his family's lives have dramatically changed. For safety reasons, they took the difficult decision to go into hiding, knowing local military contractors are often prime targets for the Taliban.
If the Taliban or the enemies know that you have worked with the coalition forces, so they're going to kidnap even you or just any member of your family.
The family was counting the days and hoping that eventually Australia would provide them with protection. They didn't know the wait would take several years.
There were many problems for me. As you know, that there are many security reasons in Afghanistan, especially for interpreters or who supported the coalition forces. So I was left behind in Afghanistan, and I was just in a critical security situation that even I couldn't go to school, university, or do my own business.
In late 2012, the Australian government announced it would offer settlement for eligible locally engaged employees who are at risk. Since the program began, more than 1,000 former ADF contractors and their family members were brought to Australia. After a long wait of nearly 7 years, Ahmad Shah Shahi and his family finally joined them.
I'm one of the lucky guys that I have waited for 7 years. And I want to thank you in the same time to the Australian government that they have helped and supported me.
After the long, terrifying wait, he sometimes finds it hard to believe he is in Australia.
So since my mind is not seated over here, then I woke up, say that, hey, this is Australia. It is not anymore Afghanistan. So I am in a security, means they are I'm not faced anymore with the problems. So I start like my normal daily life, and I take my children to the school. So then I realize that there aren't any more problems.
Retired Army Captain Scan says the government has an obligation to bring them to Australia.
It's a moral obligation, and I think Australia has that. Our soldiers have that as well for their interpreters, and I don't think there's anybody that would say that they don't deserve a fair opportunity to make it here to safety in Australia for their work in Afghanistan with coalition forces.
While Mr. Shahi is grateful to be in Australia, he still thinks about his former colleagues who are left behind. He also asks for their protection.
And I want to thank you in the same time to the Australian government that they have helped and supported me. But I want to request them that please help the ones who are still left in the dark in Afghanistan, because they were the same interpreters as me. They were the same interpreter who supported the Australian Defence Force. So I mean that they need a protection.
The war in Afghanistan has claimed the lives of more than 100,000 people, including 43 Australians. Afghans start and end each day with a hope for peace in their country. Abdullah Ali Khail, SBS News.